Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Here is the summary of the outline of chapter 11 and chapter 12, which we will now begin to read, or soon begin to read. Chapter 11, A, Section A, Arjuna's request and Krishna's description of his universal form. That's in chapter 11, text 1 through 8. Arjuna, although acknowledging that the two-armed form of Krishna is supreme, requests Krishna to show him the all-pervading universal form of which Krishna spoke of in chapter 10. Krishna first describes his universal form and then bestows upon Arjuna the vision necessary to see it. Section B. Sanjaya's description of Arjuna's vision, text 9 to 31. Sanjaya describes that Krishna bestows upon Arjuna the necessary vision. Arjuna then beholds Krishna's universal form with astonishment, and he hesitatingly begins to describe what he sees. Arjuna first sees all existence immeasurable with great radiance in one place within this form, text 14 to 19. And second, Arjuna sees Krishna's frightening, all-destructive kalarupa, or form of time. Arjuna then asks this form, what is your mission? Who are you? That's text 20 to 31. Section C. Time I am, become my instrument. This section is 32 to 34 in the 11th chapter. Krishna answers, saying, time I am, the destroyer of the world. The great warriors on both sides are already slain by my plan. You can be an instrument. Arise and fight. D. Arjuna's prayers, 35 to 46. Arjuna, trembling, prays to the universal form. He also begs Krishna's forgiveness for having previously, in ignorance, treated the Lord as his friend. Arjuna then fearfully requests Krishna to again reveal his two-armed form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Section E. Only pure devotees see Krishna's two-armed form. Text 47 to 55, which is the end of the 11th chapter. At Arjuna's request, Krishna withdraws his universal form, 47 and 48. He then first shows Arjuna his forearm form, 49 through 50, and finally his two-arm form, 50 through 51. Krishna's most wonderful form, his two-arm form, can be directly seen only through pure, undivided devotional service. That's 52 through 55. The connection between chapters 11 and 12. After hearing of the Lord's inestimable impersonal opulences, Arjuna again wants to hear about devotion and to clarify his own position as a devotee who works for Krishna, as opposed to a jnani who renounces work. Chapter 12, Section A. Bhakti is superior to impersonalism. Verses 1 through 7. A worshipper of the impersonal is less perfect and undergoes more difficulty than one who worships Krishna with great faith and fixed attention. The path of devotion is recommended not only because it is easier to follow, but also because Krishna himself personally takes charge of delivering his devotee. Section B. Progressive stages of devotion, texts 8 through 12. 1. One lives within Krishna by continuously fixing one's mind and intelligence upon him. That's text 8. 2. One practices the regulative principles of bhakti yoga to increase one's desire and ability to remember and attain Krishna. 3. One surrenders one's work to Krishna. That's text 10. 4. One surrenders the results of one's work to Krishna. 11. And 5. One cultivates meditation or knowledge. That's text 12. Section C. Possessing qualities that endear one to Krishna. Texts 13 through 20. Possessing divine qualities makes one dear to Krishna, and anyone who faithfully follows the path of devotional service, making Krishna the supreme goal, is very dear to him. And that's the end of the summary of chapter 12. And now we shall hear chapter 12 entitled Devotional Service. The comment begins. By observing what is stated at a long passage's beginning and end, one is pointed towards understanding that passage's theme. The Gita's middle set of 6 chapters, the set emphasizing Bhakti Yoga, began with Bhakti, prefaced by the final verse of chapter 6, Yoginam Mapisavesham Madgitain Antaratmanam. Sadavan bhajate yomam same yuktatmo mataha. Of all yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. That is my opinion, Krishna said. Now in chapter 12, which is the conclusion of the middle set of chapters, Krishna again clearly and directly emphasizes bhakti. He especially does this because the vivid description of the universal form in chapter 11 naturally fills us with awe, reverence, and fear, none of which are conducive to advanced Krishna consciousness. In addition, to help us avoid mistaking the universal form, the absolute manifest in matter, as the supreme aspect of the absolute truth, and to assure that all recognize the superiority of bhakti, devotional work to attain the loving service of Krishna, over jnana, the renunciation of work to attain impersonal realization, Arjuna now questions Krishna. And that is, Arjuna's question is expressed in the first verse, and Krishna then begins his answer, and we shall continue with that soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.